Welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today, I want to talk about kittens. I love animals, okay? It's no secret to anybody who knows me personally. I absolutely adore animals, and I don't think there's any animal that I don't like, except for a few bugs, and mostly because I'm not sure why God had them here, because they are absolutely a nuisance. So, I have a high level of empathy. That is one of the traits that some dyslexics have, is empathy. So empathy is this ability to understand and share the feelings of others. And I don't really need them to say anything. Often I can just feel it. It's like I can feel their energy, I guess, but not in like a weird way. It's kind of odd. And I haven't really totally understood it through all of these years, and to be honest, I still struggle with it. But I've had it for a long time, and I didn't really understand that it was empathy. I just thought I was like connecting to their energies levels, and I was just like, I don't know, fueling those energy levels, I guess. I don't know. It's really weird. Okay, guys. I know this sounds like woohoo stuff, but it's not woohoo. Okay. So I've had this, and it's with animals as well. It's not just with people. And again, I don't really need them to say anything. Often I can just feel, I can understand. I don't want to say I read the room or I read the facial. I just have this like information that it comes to me, I guess. And when I'm around certain people that are like sad, mad, or happy, or whatever, a lot of times I pick that up. And so I really don't like to be around sad or mad people, because I get that way as well. Like, I just adapt that. And I'm learning to basically allow myself to not pick up that energy, and to kind of say, okay, I just need to pray for you, basically. And I've been told that it's so that I can pray for people. And I can also sense like what animals need or want, particularly my animals, without them acting on it. Like, I just know things, not like I don't even know how to describe it, honestly. It's just weird. And I'm like that person who like cries at everything, like commercials, movies, TVs, books, stories. I mean, name it. Like, I cry like at the weirdest things, and my family just laughs at me, and not like meanful laugh, but they're like, why are you crying at that? Like, this is a happy moment. Or why are you crying at that? That's like so funny to be crying at that, you know? So, anyways, I have a cat, okay? Her name is Moon. We got her a year ago, and she was supposed to be an outdoor cat, and we need, you know, a little mouser. So I'm actually highly allergic to cats, but somehow this little thing found us, and all of my animals tend to be needy, and she is no exception. It's like they just find me. Like, the needy animals just seem to like flock to me. And several weeks ago, maybe months ago, I guess now, I sensed that she was pregnant. Like, very early on, she wasn't showing. I was like, oh, she's pregnant. So I didn't know when she was going to have kittens. I didn't know anything, except for I just kind of knew that she was pregnant. And the day before she was going to have kittens, I kind of felt it. And I was like, oh no. I was like, you're ready to give birth. Okay. And this is the same time that I was dealing with Ian and the hospitals. I was in the hospitals with him. And so the day I woke up, and he had to go to get some therapies and deal with his COVID stuff. And I had to tell her, I was like, okay, I can't be here with you. And I knew she was not going to give birth, because cats can actually stop their birthing if they are not feeling comfortable, or if they're not feeling like they are in a comfortable place. And this time I just could not be there with her. So during her birth, she wants somebody with her at all times. And I know she would stop it if I left. So I told her, that she could give birth today, and I was going to have Zoe come down, which is my 13-year-old daughter, and sit with her and go into her nesting box, which was in my closet. I had it all set up for her, and that everything would be okay, that she would be able to do this. And then I asked my daughter, please be with her during her birthing experience. Now, Zoe absolutely loves animals. She's like me. She definitely has like that animal whisperer to her. And she just doesn't like the grossness. And birthing is a little gross. I mean, it's not really pretty. But she has been around many animals that have given birth. So I know that she could do it. So I just told her what Moon wanted. Moon really just wants you to be there and to tell her you love her. She likes to have her head gently rubbed when she asks for it. It's like this certain purring, meowing combination. And you know when she is getting ready to push, because she wants to have head rubs and she wants a calm, soothing voice and saying, "You're doing a good girl, you got this." And just kind of, you know, being her little cheerleader, I guess. And she did. Zoe did it. And while I was gone, she did a very good job. Zoe kept me in the loop as she was pushing out her babies. Zoe was so sweet. She had classical music playing and like the whole thing going on. Like, it was so sweet. And when I came home, I had 5 sweet kittens in my closet. So we kept her in a small animal cage, like a rabbit cage, with the door open in our closet for protection. We do have dogs and all kinds of animals, so I just really wanted to be sure that she was protected. And then we put a towel over the top of the cage to shield the kitten's eyes from any light and to add a barrier for warmth. And then we also add several towels in the bottom of the small animal cage for warmth and comfort. When she was done giving birth, I took the towels that were a little soiled and I washed them and put new fresh ones in. And then I changed them every few days because kittens actually, of course, they nurse. But the mom actually licks their private parts so that they go to the bathroom. They have to have that movement. And kittens' eyes are closed for several weeks. They're just kind of cute little things that can't see, clumsy crybabies. they cry a lot. So it was very, very good. We're going on 5 weeks, I believe, this week. And I absolutely have loved to watch them grow up. And it's so fun to watch their personalities, you know, grow with them. And just watching them learn how to walk and run, which they're so, so clumsy. It's so cute. And to crawl and to fight, learn how to fight. And it's funny to watch Moon interact with them. And I was sitting on the bed one day and I looked over. Moon was on my bed staring inside the closet and her kittens were crying for her. And she was like yelling back. And it sounded like she was like, "No." And the kittens were like crying. They were hungry. They're thirsty. And she was like, "No." It sounded just like she was like, "No," while she was like purring, like this purring, meowing combo. And it went on for 5 minutes and I just laughed and I just thought that was so funny because it was like just reminiscing of being a mom and telling your kids no. And then what does she do? Of course she gets up and she goes to them. But it was just kind of funny to see that and how they're interacting. And now they're starting to eat and drink and learning to go to the litter box, become more independent. And we actually ended up moving them into the garage because they were keeping me up all night. And Moon wanted to go out and hunt. So moms still go and hunt when they have kittens. So I thought it was kind of odd. And my husband was like, "Oh my gosh, she's a horrible mom. She keeps leaving her kittens and going out hunting and then, you know, coming inside after a few hours." It was just really interesting to see how that all interacted. But she's a good mom because that's normal for her to do. She's only gone for a couple of hours and she knows her kittens. If one of them is missing, because we have them, she goes and looks for them. So it's very, very cute and very fun. And so when she is ready to separate from them, we will maybe give one or two to a friend. I'm very, very particular about who I give my babies to. And the kids have each claimed one, and I want the rest. But Hub says we do not need that many. I would keep all five. I really want them to be outdoor barn cats. The whole idea was that Moon was going to be an outdoor barn cat, but she decided that she liked my bed instead. But I have realized I may have a little bit of an allergy to her kittens. So they are going to have to be barn cats. But don't worry, they're going to be very spoiled still. We're getting them a garage door so they can go in and out. And the garage is actually heated, so they're going to have plenty of comfort. But we do need cats to catch the mice. And that's the thing with having a homestead or living out in the country. You're going to have pests, and you have to kind of control that. And we try to be as holistic as possible. Obviously, we don't want a lot of chemicals in or around our house. And having to have cats, not only are they able to keep the control down, but also going to give them a home. We tried many, many times, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of riff from this, to adopt cats from many places, but the whole COVID restriction thing has put a big, big limit on that. Also, a lot of places that you can adopt to, or I'm sorry, that you can adopt from, do not allow you to have barn cats. So there is kind of like, we need something, but we are not able to get it from the local shelters. And I do say, go get your pets from the local shelters. All of our animals have basically come from a shelter, or they were on their way to a shelter. So we kind of intervened and said, no, we'll take them. Don't take them to the shelter, essentially. So if you want to see our kittens, you can go to my YouTube page to see them. They are so cute and so beautiful. Absolutely love them. And don't worry, we're getting Moon fixed. So you don't have to worry about us having a bunch of kittens and being bad pet owners. But I'm kind of sad, to be honest. But we cannot be having kittens multiple times a year either. So we do need to kind of stop that. And the kittens will also get fixed. So, I hope you have a great day, and please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. I really appreciate your support, because you know that the way you can support me is by subscribing, so that others can start to find me as well because of the algorithm that they use. And I hope you had something you learned today and you enjoyed the little podcast episode. I hope you guys have a great day, and I look forward to you next time.